Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, isn't it fantastic that we are getting back to some events, to some social gatherings, to some performances? This Sunday, internationally renowned concert pianist Eliane Lessard is coming up to Shepparton for a special concert, and she joins me on the line to tell me all about it now. Good morning, Eliane.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
So how did it come about that you are coming up to Shepparton to do a concert on the weekend?
I had a student named Celeste, who is a local girl in Shepparton, who had piano lessons with me in Melbourne every couple of weeks. And her mother used to drive her down, and we established a long friendship. And she told me about this series at the church. And I thought, well, I think I'd better just check it out. And she organized it for me and put me in touch with the right people. So Saturday night at 7:30, I believe it is, I'm playing one of my favorite programs ever called An American in Paris.
Yeah, tell us about that, French and American selections.
Well, it sort of reflects my upbringing because, as you can tell by my accent, I'm not from here. Even though I've been here 25 years, you'd think I'd get rid of it. But anyway, I'm from America, and I was raised by a French mother, and so I have those influences, and both of those influences are portrayed in my program with selections from famous composers like Debussy, Ravel, Satie, Chaminade, and then I have American composers to contrast those by George Gershwin, Zsuzsa Confrey, and Scott Joplin. So it's a bit of fun.
So tell us a bit more about your background. You're a graduate of the Juilliard School from New York City. How did you come to Australia?
I was actually invited to participate in the Sydney International Piano Competition way back in 1992, and I didn't win the competition, but I won an Australian husband. So we got married. He followed me to New York, and we married there, and then after 4 years, we had our first child, and I didn't want to raise my daughter in New York City, and despite, you know, the glowing reviews from people who do raise their kids there. But I decided that if we could give it a go in Australia, it might be the best option, and I've never looked back.
And you've been in Melbourne all that time?
The whole time.
Okay. So what can people expect to see on Saturday night?
Well, like I said, this is a juxtaposition of the two influences of my life, the French and the American. And on the French side, you get a more refined and elegant type of music, and on the American side, you get the more entertaining and a little bit more fun and boisterous, as you might guess by the two different personalities of those cultures. And the concert lasts an hour, and you get a beautiful supper for just a gold coin donation provided by the church. And we'll have a little bit of time to talk to each other afterwards. So it's a bit of fun.
It's quite an intimate thing then.
It is. So I noticed you, Terry, are an editor. Did I read that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm writing my memoirs over COVID. I finished writing them. I'm just editing them myself at this point. I thought, ooh, I might need to talk to you about my memoirs.
So you're one of the few people who's actually done something worthwhile during this period instead of, I don't know, baking bread.
Yeah, baking bread is a dangerous activity because then you've got to eat it.
Yeah, I think I only did it once.
Yeah, COVID kilos, those are real and they're really hard to get rid of.
Absolutely. Now, looking at some of your performances on YouTube, you do look quite theatrical.
Well, I do like to dress appropriately. Maybe you were looking at the Mozart video there. I did have a Mozart. I have a project going where I want to play all 27 Mozart piano concertos with orchestras around Australia. And I got started the year before COVID hit, and I had six under my belt when the next four were canceled due to COVID. But I did have a costume made, and the costume is very Mozartian. So
see,
it's a lot of fun.
My ignorance, I just saw Liberace.
Hey, that's actually a compliment. He was a great entertainer.
That's true. Okay, so this concert is on Saturday night. It is at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, the African House, also known as here. And you can get tickets to it on Try Booking for $24. So just go to trybooking.com and I think maybe look up your name. I think it sounds like a great night's entertainment and not something that we get to see every day in Shepparton.
Thank you, Terry. Well, I think the reason this program is a good one is because I feature at the end of the program the solo version of Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, and it's a very uplifting piece of music. And this is not a program that's difficult for non-classically trained ears. This is a program that is accessible to all, and that's why I put it together, because I really want music, classical music, not to be so off limits to people who think they don't know anything about classical music. This is a program for everybody. So if you love classical music, you'll like this program. And if you don't know anything about classical music, it's a great introduction.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and all the best with the concert. That's Eliane Lessard. And as I said to you, Eliane, I'm going to play one of your concerts. Maybe you can describe one of your songs from a concert. Well, do we call it songs? We don't call it songs, do we?
It's a nocturne, a night piece.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit about this piece?
This is Chopin Nocturne, Opus 9, number 2 in E flat major. It's one of the most famous. And it was an encore that the audience got out of me after I played one of my Mozart concertos back in 2019.
Okay.
So it's just a short piece. It's about 4 minutes long.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Eliane.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
We'll play it now.
Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
And
Boutique Fair, on now here at 159 High Street, Shepparton. Add a touch of class to your household decor with the beauty of fine antiques from all over the world. France, Germany, England, a beautiful collection of unique furniture, ornaments and crockery, all right here in the Goulburn Valley at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. A huge range and great prices with new stock arriving regularly. Visit us at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Station sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks, plus you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 640 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.